Mark Sorensen is the president and CEO of the Star School near Loup on the Navajo Nation. It's more than 20 miles from the nearest emergency services, so if a school shooting were to happen, help would probably be a long time coming.
I think most plans that I've seen put out there for schools generally rely on police arriving on the scene very quickly. And obviously, we have to come up with another plan.
Sorensen says the small rural school can't afford an armed guard, and metal detectors would give the campus a prison-like feel.
I know that some people are thinking that there needs to be a different solution than just hunkering down and staying in place.
Tom Foley is working on a different solution. He's an assistant professor in security and intelligence at Embry-Riddle. His research team has just received a grant from the U.S. Justice Department to better understand what architectural designs and materials offer the most protection.
This project is going to involve testing various barrier materials against several different caliber weapons, the most commonly used in mass shootings, to determine how long those barrier devices will remain in place against a ballistic and forced entry attack.
The study will focus on doors, windows, and locks. Foley says most school buildings are outdated and budgets don't include top-of-the-line security features. His study will involve more affordable materials.
You could take a tempered glass window, smack it with a hammer, it is going to crumble and fall out of the frame. You take that exact same tempered glass window and put a film on it, you may have to smack it with a hammer for a couple minutes before you're able to get through the window.
Foley also believes some manufacturers profit from tragedy, peddling expensive safety products to fearful buyers. He hopes this study will help school officials make more scientifically backed security decisions.
Most people think guns, gates, guards, and it's much more complicated than that. So what we hope to do is get information out there so the decision makers and influencers are approaching the problem from a position of knowledge versus a position of fear.
Austin Eubanks knows that fear. He was shot while hiding under a table in the library of Columbine High School 19 years ago. That's when two students killed 13 people, including Eubanks' best friend. He says a study like the one at Embry-Riddle is a step forward.
We have to start somewhere, and I think that the architecture is a really, really important place to start. The idea behind that is that you're just looking to delay what would be an assault from a perpetrator.
But like everyone interviewed for this story, Eubanks believes the solution is far more involved than shatterproof glass and steel-plated doors.
And so we have to start looking at the psychology of the person and finding ways to spot a likelihood of this and being able to bring that person into a feeling of community and connection to start to have these conversations to hopefully cut it off before it even starts. But that's not a quick solution.
The Embry-Riddle research team is working with schools, students, and parents across the state, collecting data about the architectural side of security. For KNAU, I'm Justin Regan.